96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, a little after 11 o'clock, and this is C.A. Nuri, and I'll be your host for today, as we have two discussions, actually. I want to have two different discussions. Okay. I want to talk about minutes in a speech in the House of Assembly, and then there is a response in the... Today's paper, too, so I want to delve in that a little bit. I also want to continue our discussion on BTC.
BPL. Because there's a discussion on BTC, a smaller discussion.
Yeah, BPL I talk about. Yeah, BPL or BEC. I'm not sure what it is anymore. But one of those entities, and what is happening actually, the sale. How much is BPL worth, right? At least the Nassau or New Providence entities of BTC.
It has to
be. BPL. I got to
BEC.
BEC.
Because BPL is a operating entity, right? Like they like a management company almost,
right? You keep on saying that, right? But in the newspaper, they're mentioning one acronym. And that one acronym that is being used is BPL.
You don't think if the relationship, like the legal... and structural relationship between BEC and BPL had changed, you don't think somebody would have told us? You don't think somebody would have pointed out that in the new Electricity Act or in the new electricity bill that BEC and all of its assets and all of its debts are now owned by BPL? Or that the name of BEC, Bahamas Electricity Corporation, has been changed to Bahamas Power and Light? Somebody would have said or done something to tell us that.
But then we are radio hosts,
yeah,
talk show radio. We do commentary on what is in the news.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that no news reporter has made that clear or put the question saying, are we talking about BEC or are we talking about BPL, and specify for the public, the listening audience, who are, if not confused, concerned about which entity we're talking about.
See, because on March 1st, 2024, when Franklin Wilson said, oh, don't believe the rumor mill, Focal, and none of its subsidiaries are taking over any BPL assets, I laughed, I chuckled, I said, ha-ha, don't give Mr. Wilson, sorry, Sir Franklin Wilson.
His Excellency.
I didn't say all of that. Don't give him a hard time, because BPL doesn't have any assets to be taken over, right?
But assets is being transferred.
So fast forward, yeah, but are they being transferred from BPL to Focal and its subsidiary, or are they being transferred from BEC to Focal? And it's, but back to the point. The point is, on March 1st, I said, oh, we don't have to give the good sir a hard time, because perhaps he's correct when he says that his companies are not taking over any BPL assets, because BPL doesn't have any assets. If you're sitting here and telling me today that BPL and BEC may be the same thing, like that they may have removed the words BEC and replaced it with BPL, then I have a whole lot more questions to put to the good sir, Franklin Wilson. Would you call him His Excellency?
And then we're going to read some various articles, and I know you have some queued up to read, right? But I think, and you are indicating that BPL manages
the assets that BEC owns.
And perhaps we are transferring the management of the assets.
Now, I mean, that's what it could appear like, but I'm not quite sure. In fact, I'm interested in Mr. Pintard's, the leader of the opposition's, perspective when he says, and I want to find the article here, sir, among the 85 articles we have, quote, BPL in the midst of privatization, close quotes, that's the headline for the article that was in Friday's Guardian. The article that was in Friday's Guardian. But I think the first thing that needs to be established clearly is, what is BPL? What is BEC? What assets sit with what assets and liabilities sit with BEC and with BPL? Does BPL even have any assets and liabilities? I think this is something that should be established from the break, because I don't want to be accused of calling Sir Franklin Wilson a liar.
And again, Mr. Wilson, or Sir Frankie, is not controlling the narrative. The narrative is now being controlled by the...
Are you sure?
Minister. I mean, directly now. The minister is making pronouncements, and the minister is defining what is happening. And the minister is saying that 60% of the assets of New Providence, just New Providence, mm-hmm. is going to be... managed for 25 years. So that's what we need to read. We're going to go to the articles now and then put that in the record, and then we dissect, analyze exactly what is being said. Because I see a 25 years. I see 25 years limit, and it can't be ownership if it, by the end of 25 years it's returned to the government.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? That's what's being said. Unless we see some kind of heads of agreement, some kind of agreement to the contrary, but apparently it's only going to be limited for 25 years, right? And then they got a return for 25 years, and mm-hmm. that I assume that contract can be extended or whatever it is. But mm-hmm. the idea that the full ownership is still belonging to the Bahamian people in some way.
Do the Bahamian people own BEC, or does the government own it? I just want to know, because whenever this $1 billion the company needs comes up, I just want to know who exactly is supposed to find that $1 billion.
I assume the Bahamian people. But anyway, let's get the articles queued up to read, and so we can do that.
You'll forgive me, Mr. Newry. You see me looking through these notes. I was trying to find those two focal articles, one from March 1st and the other one from last week, add to the discussion, but let us start with grid handover for 40%?
Yes.
This is the 12th of June in the Nassau Tribune. The government is set to hand over New Providence's electricity grid to a private company in return for a 40% ownership interest in that entity.
Anyway, pause there. Now we know it's only New Providence and New Providence grid. I'm not sure if everyone understood that. That is not the entire Bahamas. Because, you know, we have different generators to cue electricity across the length and breadth of the Bahamas. So we talk about New Providence only.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Multiple sources yesterday told this newspaper that the plans to overhaul BPL's transmission and distribution network involved the creation of a new entity called Bahamas Grid Company. This will be structured as a public-private partnership, 60% majority owned by private investors. The government, which will own the remaining 40%, will gain its equity ownership interest by transferring BPL's New Providence electricity grid, which includes substations, transformers, poles and wires, to Bahamas Grid Company.
So let's pause there again. So this is where I get my confusion. Are they transferring the ownership of it, or are they transferring the generation of the power? Because that's two different type of concepts. Whereas, like I said, it's 25 years, because it seems as if we are getting the assets back at the end of 25 years. So that means that the asset still belongs to the Bahamian people or to the government.
Well, if we're getting it back, how could it belong to us for those 25 years?
Well, in 25 years, they'll be getting the management company or the PPP.
No, but I mean, just the language that you use, if we will be getting it back, that the means we didn't 100. Have it.
But we have 40%. They just said 60%, 60 and 40. We'll get the 60% back.
The government, the which will own the remaining 40%, will gain its equity ownership interest by transferring BPL's New Providence electricity grid, which includes substations, transformers, poles, and wires, to Bahamas Grid Company. So it...
See? And then you see the word BPL. Remember the acronym when I said what's the difference between BEC and BPL? Mm-hmm. Only one acronym is being used. We're talking about BPL, not
but
BEC.
But BPL doesn't have any assets.
Clearly, they have assets. They have the, they call the poles.
They have something like similar to that.
They call the poles. Without, listen to all the things they call just now. The poles, the trend, the, what is generators, what else?
Substations, transformers, poles, and wires to Bahamas Grid Company. But see? Surely all of these things are assets that belong to BEC.
I hear you. I'm just saying what the minister's saying. Continue reading.
And I will say that this conversation perhaps would be much clearer if we could get anybody involved in the process to speak on air with us.
Or the reporters and the news journals can ask a simple question, are we talking about BEC or BBL? And then we'll know it and we'll be able to do better commentary on it.
Yes. The effort to transform BPL's transmission and distribution network, of which, quote, critical parts are on the verge of collapse, close quotes, according to Prime Minister Philip Davis KC, is thus far more complex and involved than the reform strategy outlined by the government in unveiling its, quote, new energy era, close quotes, on Monday. Island Grid, which was identified as BPL's transmission and distribution partner, will manage Bahamas Grid Company. It is understood that the latter hopes to complete the initial phase of its work by the 2025 first quarter's close at end of March next year, if it can get moving quickly. Well-placed sources said Bahamas Grid Company is in line to receive a 25-year contract.
See? 25
to
years.
To manage and upgrade New Providence's transmission and distribution network under a proposed heads of agreement with the Davis administration that has yet to be signed. So if you've given them a contract to manage and upgrade the network, why do you have to transfer ownership interest? Why do you have to transfer the assets into their name? Why can't BPL just continue to own the assets and Bahamas Grid Company be paid to manage the assets that BEC owns?
Because BPL manages it at this present time. BPL manages BEC
so
assets.
So BPL subcontracts Bahamas Grid Company to manage the assets. Why does it appear that ownership of the assets are being transferred to this company? Do they have to own it to be able to fix it? Like, okay, I'll show you why. Like, my mommy will tell me all the time, I need to hold it in my hand to be able to see what it is. And it goes even further. She said, I have to hold it in my mouth to be able, you know, when you have something and she'd walk, oh, what that is? And I say, it's nothing. And she said, oh, I want to see. And I say, look at it. And then she say, oh, and she tries to grab it. And she said, I have to hold it to see it. And then all of a sudden it's in her mouth. And you say, well, what happened? She said, oh, no, I have to put it in my mouth to be able to see what it is. Is it like that? Because it could only be like that. Why would you have to own it to be able to fix it?
I'm not sure.
Let us continue reading from the article, Grid Handover for 40%. Well-placed sources said Bahamas Grid Company is in line to receive a 25-year contract to manage and upgrade New Providence's transmission and distribution network under a proposed heads of agreement with the Davis administration that has yet to be signed. They added that its investors, both private and the government, will gain a return on their investment through a portion of all revenues billed and collected by BPL being allocated to Bahamas Grid Company. See, that's what BPL does. Mm-hmm. BPL is generate bills mm-hmm. and then collect money to pay the money to pay those bills. Mm-hmm. That's what BPL does. Mm-hmm. They don't own substations. Mm-hmm. At least they never used to. A portion of this sum, said to be 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour initially, will also be used to help pay off legacy BPL debts, estimated at around $500 million or $500 million. These details have emerged after offering documents were issued to Bahamian investors as part of Bahamas Grid Company's bid to raise $30 million in equity capital via a private placement. So, BPL and the government said that they have decided that Bahamas Grid is the company that will upgrade and enhance their transmission and distribution network.
Yes.
Did they know that the company had to raise money from other Bahamians? From Bahamians who's still paying the...
I conclude that it's Bahamas Grid. That's the right union.
Bahamas Grid Company.
Does not have the money. They're going to raise the complete total, the $130 million that they say they need initially,
yeah. See,
from the Bahamas.
Right. So here's the thing. I don't expect Bahamas Grid Company to have any money because it seems like that this SPV, I think it's an SPV, special purpose vehicle. They're calling it, it will be structured as a public-private partnership. But I think this SPV, special
purpose
vehicle, was just recently created. So I never expected them to have $130 million. That's like, I just get hired at Guardian and y'all expect me to show up to work in a brand new suit. Right? But Island Grid Company and Pike Corporation, they have money.
But they ain't using their money.
Why not?
Because they can use Bahamian money.
Why?
Because...
Because from you tell me that this was the... And maybe we haven't even gotten into the other part of the discussion, which is what, quote, unquote, single source bidding, right? But what is it that was so attractive about this company if they had no money?
That they're Bahamian. And
I'm Bahamian and I don't have any money and I have a little bit of sense and I spent 35 years consciously aware of the energy crisis. They could have hired me. I could raise 130 million.
They have a history of raising money before.
But how could Bahamas Grid Company have a history of raising money if it's a relatively new entity?
The same family that raised the money on the next company that manages But let's go to this caller quickly. I could give the caller 30 seconds because we want to analyze more. We want to read.
Well, get it on the record. Yeah,
we want to read it in the record and analyze more. So, caller, you got to be quick. You got to be quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Morning.
I'll be quick. I asked Dwight the same question, Aaron, probably last week or so. To bring in somebody from BPL and find out exactly what is what. Is BPL just the management side and is the asset still vested in DEC or whatever it is? Because even it seems like the ministers, they don't know what they're saying because they use DEC, BPL interchangeably, as one entity. So I would like to know exactly how was BEC reconfigured.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. Absolutely. I will never forget when Deborah Deal, the chair of the Energy and Conservation Committee of the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce, indicated in the daily papers that her committee had sent to the new BPL board the list of questions put to the old BPL board, and the response given to the chair of the Chamber of Commerce Energy and Conservation Committee was told, we don't plan on answering any questions put to the old board. I find it difficult to believe that anybody is going to come and talk to me. The one person who I was hoping to reach out to apparently is now the chief consultant in the Ministry of Energy and Transport, Mrs. Christina Alston with an N, not Alstom with an M. I always like to make that point clear. Let's get back to the article. Grid hand over for 40%. Nassau Tribune, 12th of June, that's Wednesday of last week. These details have emerged after offering documents were issued to Bahamian investors as part of Bahamas Grid Company's bid to raise $30 million in equity capital via a private placement, a deal that was exclusively revealed by this newspaper on Monday. The $30 million equity raise is one component of the $130 million in initial financing that the New Providence Energy Grid Reform effort requires, with the remaining $100 million likely to involve preference shares or some other form of debt security.
I thought we needed $1 billion, though.
We do.
So where's this $130 million they're going to get from the Bahamian public? Well, just the initial, but why this?
So that is what Bahamas Grid Company intends to contribute for their 60%. So that's $130 million in initial financing. The remaining 40% will go to the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is $100 million, they say?
It's $100 million.
So that's $230 million.
So they valued the assets.
Well, they valued the transmission and distribution network and assets at.
Which including the poles.
And the substation. And the substation. The transformers and the wires.
So the assets, besides the buildings and whatever it is, these specific assets that was listed just now is now valued at $230 million. $100 million of the assets itself. And the $130 million raised that is going to be raised by...
Well, we say the 60% that Bahamas Grid Company will get for their investment of $130 million.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamas gets 40%. We saw that number, $100 million.
I remember seeing it too. Go ahead.
With the remaining $100 million
it's
likely to...
It's an article.
Right. That's just $230 million. But that's only, like you said, that's only the transmission and distribution network,
and
right?
And the poles.
And the substations. And the transformers and the wires.
It's worth $230 million.
Million, right? So if you take that $1 billion, split it in half, they said $500 is the legacy debt.
Mm-hmm.
And the other $500 is for upgrades. And that's what they say, they need $1 billion.
Before we continue reading, I see you, caller, too. What caused the legacy debt? Was this poor management that caused the legacy debt? What exactly
it has
caused
to be, it? It has to be poor management.
And the managers still there? They ain't getting rid of the managers? The executives?
Well, I have this article here, BPL managers on outside looking in. The 12th of June, 2024, Nassau Guardian. We could take a look at that too.
Let's go to the caller and then we continue reading so we can analyze some more, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Caller, we're still doing that 30-second thing because we have a lot of things to read. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just want to be quick. I need you, Nui, to steer to this. Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
Look, what I'm thinking of doing, right, is I'm thinking about giving you like $30 for like 60% of Nui's paycheck and his house and everything, but you know I don't need to have to talk to him or anything. That is between me. This is between me
and you. Yeah.
Right. Okay. See, you can't sell what's just not yours. You can't give away what is not yours. The problem is this. I want you to think about this, Nui. Think about this. Here it is that you need. First, remember that before all of this came up, we need about $500,000 to $1 billion to upgrade the infrastructure. Imagine an infrastructure that's worth $100 million that you need $500 million to upgrade, or you need $1 billion to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with your car, Nui's, if you had $1,000 car that you need $10,000 to upgrade?
Okay? I selling that for scrap.
It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. So I'm simply saying it says, if you listen to the economics of this conversation, it is garbage juice. That, you know how it pours out of the truck and it leaves the stench in the road and it takes a long time to go away? This is what this is. This is double talk, triple talk, whatever. It makes no economic sense. It makes nothing. And in 25 years, we may not even be using poles and infrastructure and all these different things the way technology is accelerating. And so I'm simply saying is this is the void of us planning for the future. This is purely more of them making a decision
just march us to hospital and everything else. We'll sort it out afterwards. We don't have no right to know anything else. And if you ask something, we'll give you something to chew on while we continue to do what we want. This is, we must reject this. This is the fuel of the 21st century. Energy drives 96% of everything that we do today. And if we allow somebody to dictate and insert themselves in everything we do, they will own us. This is prostituting us for the next 25 plus years.
See, Alan, why you sound so concerned? This is our only way to improve the infrastructure.
No, but that's not true. Let me say something, Nui. Before you start this, you start a reduction of consumption from the homes. But guess what, Nui? I would have created a policy for individuals, the 120,000 homes that we have in the Bahamas, 100,000 or so in New Providence, for them to be integrated into the grid, for them to deliver energy to the grid. So we wouldn't need anything but microgrid infrastructure for particular areas. There's so many ways for this to be done in the 21st century. These individuals are proving they are cemented in the past and deniers of the future. What we need is leadership that understands where we are and where we need to be, rather than cementing our future children into the position of servitude when the rest of the world is moving to independence.
Thank you very much, C. Allen Johnson. Thank you very much. I usually take offense to the term garbage juice being used in this level of public discourse, but even the prime minister himself said that something is rotten at BPL. Even the prime minister said it. He just wouldn't tell us what it was. He just wouldn't tell us what it was that was rotten at BPL. Also, 25 years, Nuri. I can be 73 in 25 years. So here's what I do know about 25 years from now, 2049. If I am still alive, ain't nobody gonna remember me. Ain't nobody gonna remember me. Ain't nobody gonna remember this show. We barely remember Superintendent Lockhart telling us that it is a traffic offense to turn left on red, except for University Drive and University Commons. I don't even know if the government will remember that it's supposed to regain ownership of these assets by 2049. They can't find the Michelle Reckley file. They can't find the Oban file.
Just got legs and get up and walk.
I mean, they can't find the gazetting office.
No. We have one more call. We have to give them 30 seconds and we start a reading.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Carly. You have your 30 seconds.
Yes. Good morning, Tizzle and Aaron. How are you all doing?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning to the nation. Just wanted to make a few points after listening to dialogue on BPL and then what C. Allen was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, BPL really is in a terrible way. And we all know it. We all experience it, live through it. On the various administrations.
BPL or BEC?
BPL and BEC are both in bad ways. They're both in bad ways.
I mean, I would agree with you, but I could understand how BEC is in a bad way. But how is BPL in a bad way?
Or management? BPL is executive. In a bad
way. I thought you were going to say political interference.
BPL. No, well, BPL, well, Aaron, that's been a part of the problem. But BPL in particular is in a bad way because, for instance, we as a people just spent around $100 million on generators, right?
That was BEC or BPL did that?
BPL. And those generators still cannot use the latest in technology, the cheapest energy in order to reduce the bill. And so it has rendered the $100 million almost that the Bahamian people has to pay back, almost rendered it worthless.
Which Bahamian people? The politicians that made the decision are the people you're referencing, right?
I'm saying we have to be, we all have to pay it back as Bahamians.
I know this is where Nuri would say it's just semantics. I just want to put on the record, I ain't paying it back.
you're paying it back, willing or not, Aaron, you're a part of payback, right?
I'm a part of society. Oh, I didn't know.
Absolutely. And sadly, Cecil and Aaron, the generators that was purchased.
Who purchased the generators? The deck directors?
Pardon me?
Who purchased the generators?
Was it the director? Was it the minister responsible for?
It was the former administration.
No.
No.
It have to be the people who managing it.
Was it
the directors who purchased it? Because the director's still there.
It was clearly under the leadership of the then minister.
But who would have negotiated and looked for these things?
It would have been the board led by the
SPC. Now you're getting to where I was. Are these people still there?
Only one of those persons was a pass over onto the new board. And naturally, that takes place with any given board for historical data and the purposes of...
Why if the new board had the audacity to tell the chamber, forget the media, but to tell the Chamber of Commerce that they don't intend on answering any questions put to the old board, the new board, what's the point of saying that you leave somebody on because of institutional knowledge, right? If you don't plan on talking to anybody about said institutional knowledge.
Well, I don't know what the questions are, so I can't even respond to that, Aaron. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to add, as it relates to BPL and us being in a bad way with both entities, BEC and BPL, and then getting down to the company that the government has selected to conduct business with. One of the reasons the government selected it primarily is because of its financial ability to afford to take on the debt burden. Also, for its capability to manufacture or to have manufactured the generation grids, et cetera, that we need, along with the expertise to install it and to further train Bohemian personnel who currently operate BPL's network.
Anton, hold on. That sounds great, except... I could swear I just read from this article that the first thing Bahama Grid is doing is they turn in internally, like inside the country, to Bahamian investors, right? These details have emerged after offering documents were issued to Bahamian investors as a part of the Bahamas Grid Company's bid to raise $30 million in equity capital via private placement. Now, mind you, this is only 30 of the $130 million, hold on, in initial financing. But surely... wouldn't you attempt to prove to the country that you could find funding outside of the Bahamas before you turn to internal investors?
But Aaron, that's your response just now is what really prompted me to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, Aaron, is you have a company that's the largest in America, the most successful and proven in America, the most financially capable in America, right?
Pike or Island Grid?
Or Island Grid.
Who's now doing
business. You didn't say which one. Which
Pike
one
is, or Island
which
Grid?
Which one are you talking about?
Pike.
You mean the ones who manage over Puerto Rico failure?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure you acknowledge that they had a failure.
You saw that they were in an energy crisis over the last couple of days, eh?
And plus, they seem to be advisors. They're not seeming to be the persons who will be managing the local entity here. They will be advisors to the local entity.
Well, what I wanted to add to the conversation, right,
mm-hmm.
Irene and Cecil, is that one of the ways that it could be looked at in terms of the investment and reaching out to local investors, it's an opportunity for Bohemians to get involved in the process. I only wish that the opportunity was greater for everyday average middle class, not only wealthy Bohemians, to participate in the ownership process. Because once this redevelopment, restructuring, et cetera, overhaul takes place, and BPL is running at optimal efficiency, Bohemians would have missed out on an opportunity to gain a great foothold into the successful operation of BPL and the successful refinancing of BPL. And that is, to my mind, that is not a good thing. That is something that, if it's still not too late, I would encourage the Bahamas government to consider or to reconsider ensuring that a great percentage of the opportunities available to invest are made available to not simply wealthy Bahamians, but all Bahamians. And that's all I wanted to add.
You notice?
Thanks very much, Anton.
Yes, thank you all.
We need $130 million. And it can't be no small type shares. You need people to be invested. Let's go to this call. You get ready to read again, Aaron? Let's go to this call quickly. and then we'll go, let you read again. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Corley. Can you hear me?
Good. Good morning, CA and Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
Now, my memory is perfect. I remember before Godzilla, Shell of America is supposed to buy everything, and it charges for you losing it. All of a sudden, Godzilla showed up. But when Barnes to understand, he says he allowed his blood. He allowed his board to buy it. Hasty and the next one, Moxie, without getting it to us. But somebody got that finally free when they buy the Godzilla. But the selling point was that it would be run on LNG too. It would be tri-fuel generation. Come to find out, that ain't even what we bought. I mean, it's just amazing what our country, what we allowed get by. Pay people get rich and leave. Now, what we going to do now? This company started a share company. What they own, what they got.
No pun intended.
They're going to help pay on the debts. When the profit comes, that goes towards the big debt that we have. So that we're going to find out what they own, how they going to help us. Or they're going to come empty and leave with a bag full. Like how Kim Bombers get started. We want to get into it and get them rich. Are they FBNL somewhere? What are they doing?
Well, they have experience, and the experience is that the local company here has experience of raising the money, and they are now involved in managing.
I can't buy that. Are they in the electrical business? Do they have trucks? Transformers?
They're using generators? Our trucks and our transformers and our generators.
So why we need them? Why do we need them?
I don't
if they ain't coming with nothing, with a cable in their hand and a saw or wrench.
They are currently assisting us in our management now.
This almost sound like that. That's almost sound like the BTC deal before Papa sell it. You know, the BTC deal then.
Absolutely. Caller, there's a justification given. I can be honest with you. I've been reading. I got like 18 articles in front of me. I've been reading through about 30. There is a justification given.
Let's go back to the justification after this break. This is Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. We're coming back and Aaron's going to read the justification by the minister. I tell you, the minister's leading the conversation, Aaron.
How could the minister be leading the conversation and the minister's not making the decisions?
Well, the decisions have to come true. That's what Erica's saying. See,
no.
I'd mix up all
what
kind
you mean
of
the
thing.
Decision?
You soon see. Watch. When we read all this, you soon see. Guardian Radio AM, we're going to be right back.
See how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you. And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Let's see if we can read this in the record quickly there, Aaron, for me.
All right, so I'm going to switch over to this article. Government has 25-year deal with island grid. So this is in the Nassau Guardian. Essentially, it is another article on the same subject. This one, again, coming from the Nassau Guardian. The government has entered into a 25-year contract with Pike Corporation through its Bahamian management company, Island Grid Solutions, for the upgrade and management of Bahamas Power and Light's transmission and distribution network. Minister of Energy and Transport, JoBeth Colby-Davis, said yesterday. I just want to stick another pin. I know, I guess I just be an extra. I don't expect politicians that don't understand what their obligations are under the Public Disclosure Act to also understand the nature of the relationship between BEC and BPL. I just wanted to throw that out there. Under a joint venture partnership, the government will own 40% of the shares in a special purpose vehicle, SPV, called Bahamas Grid Company. And Island Grid Solutions will own 60%. Quote, BPL will contribute the book value of its New Providence transmission and distribution assets, valued at $100 million. So like you say, this is the book value of those particular assets are at $100 million. In exchange for 40% of the shares in the SPV. And Island Grid, as the T&D manager, will raise and contribute through private investors $130 million to the special purpose vehicle in exchange for 60% of shares, she said during the 2024-25 budget debate in Parliament. Quote, it is anticipated that 85 to 90% of the SPV will be owned by Bahamian companies and pension funds, with BPL owning 40%, as I stated earlier. Close quotes. Bahamas Grid Company will have two directors appointed by the government, three directors appointed by Island Grid, she noted. The minister advised that the term of the contract is 25 years, with the option for the government to renew it for an additional 10 years. So I definitely know in 2049, that's 25 years from now, I'll be 73. Mm. If you add 10 years onto that, I'll be 83. You know how many bitters I get a drink to keep my brain and my memory healthy and functioning so I could remember in all of these things?
They ain't gonna let you call a talk show.
I mean, the people in my house probably ain't gonna let me call the talk show, definitely. If the government have any sense, they ain't gonna let me call. Because you can't do nothing with people in Treesco and Tengang.
Can you go back and explain who Island Grid again?
Let's go through this. The government has entered into a 25-year contract with Pike Corporation. Mm-hmm. Through its Bahamian management company,
okay. So it's a Bahamian
Island
company.
Grid Solution. No, it's a Bahamian management company.
You soon see who to be the directors of this Bahamian management company.
Do you know any of them?
I just watch and see. You can see all it could be Bahamians. It could be a Bahamian company.
I noticed,
and that they pay Pike.
I noticed this, but he didn't answer my... Are you running for Fox Hill? Because you ain't answered my question
the
yet.
MPs could do the same thing. I can do the same thing, man.
Okay. Let's get back to this. Again, we are reading from government has 25-year deal with Island Grid, which is in the Nassau Guardian on Thursday, the 13th of June. Under a joint venture partnership, the government will own 40% of the shares in a special purpose vehicle called Bahamas Grid Company, and Island Grid Solutions will own 60%. It is, and quote from the minister, it is anticipated that 85 to 90% of EV will be owned by Bahamian companies and pension funds, with BPL owning 40%, as I stated earlier, close quotes. Bahamas Grid Company will have two directors appointed by the government and three directors appointed by Island Grid. It just says Grid, I imagine, Solutions, same as noted above. The government announced its long-awaited plan on Monday, but it still left more questions to be answered. She, the minister, noted Island Grid and the government are still ironing out the details of the agreement. I don't like that. I mean, why don't you have them ironed out already?
You see, every time someone objects, they just change it. Like they gurn by the whim.
You reminded me of that IRCA article where we found out that while the government amended, was it section like 28.8, they didn't amend section 28.9. Yeah.
Let's go quickly to the callers. Go ahead, caller. You have 30 seconds. Caller going once.
Good morning, ahead, caller.
That's you.
It's apparent that this is a local company straight across the board.
Okay.
That's why you're trying to convince Aaron.
That's what it is. You know, if the Pike Corporation wanted to manage BPL with all their experience, then Pike Corporation would have had this this deal. Only they want that responsibility on them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they are not the actual owners of this company, local company. You know, it's a local deal. And then, you know, and
we'll see it then.
Exactly. You know. And it's a new, based on the three companies that involves locals, you know, anybody that's really looking at this, and this is a new form company.
Thank you very much,
local company. Yeah.
Let me go to the next caller.
Hold on, and just before you go to the caller, so it is, we're looking at section 38.8 and 38.9 in the new Electricity Act, right? Quote, IRCA didn't have any involvement in it, he affirmed, referring to Mr. Juan McCartney, IRCA Corporate and Consumer Relations Chief. Quote, it's section 38, subsection 9 in the new Electricity Act. The minister has the power for 3 years to set specific tariffs. That's under that power is how she's doing it. The amendments would have taken place under Article 38, section 38, subsection 8, which did not interfere with IRCA's powers. Oh, my.
Okay, let's go quickly to the caller. You just hurt my head, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, CA, I'm looking at my school books right now, right? I don't know what it's a venture capitalist deal is where the investor give you money to get equity in your company. So I'm lost. What kind of deal is this? Where they come with money, but they're raising money to get equity in BPL. So I simply Google, what is a venture capitalist deal if I give you money to be part of your company? So I'm lost. So somebody need to explain it to us, please. What kind of deal is this? That they come with no money, briefcase is empty, but they raise some money on the public?
It is what it is. I appreciate it.
No, like Paul Ali would say, the surprise payment, rubbish. Rubbish. I know Paul Ali said that in Host of Assembly, and it's probably rubbish. It sounds like rubbish to me.
We'll talk about this again.
All right.
You ever pick up one day, like in the summer, and you home, and then your mommy, all of a sudden, your mommy look at you and your siblings and say, hey, y'all want to go for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, yeah, and you jump in the car, and then you get to McDonald's, and then she asks everybody to pull out their wallet?
Yeah, one of those.
I just...
You going to read again, or you going to go to
the caller? No, you go to the caller.
Go ahead, caller, that's you. Caller going once? Caller going twice? Nothing? Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
All right, we're going back to the article. Government has 25-year deal with Island Grid. We are at 11 minutes and 54 seconds, Mr. Newry. She said the arrangement... Oh, here we go. We're going to go back to this sentence here. She noted Island Grid and government are still ironing out the details of the agreement. The minister advised that the term of the contract is 25 years with the option for the government to renew it for an additional 10 years. Quote, the government shall have the right after 7 years to purchase 9% of the equity from Island Grid at market value, with Island Grid simultaneously transferring 2% of their shares at no cost to a government-designated charitable institution. Close quote. She said, quote, to put it into perspective, the 49-49-2 structure of this venture mirrors the BTC and Alive models. Close quote. Oh, can I? You ask one, and then
when,
I ask one.
When last you heard about the 2% about BTC?
When last? I mean, has anybody ever identified the quote charitable institution that the 2% from BTC and the 2% from Alive goes to?
We just don't know nothing about it. We don't even know if they give it. I mean, we know that the company gives, but we don't actually know what that 2%, what is that all about, and what, how much money is that, and what is we involved in?
Here's a question. Has anybody outside of the government ever praised the 49-49-2 structure? The mirrors, the BTC and the live. Has anybody ever praised that? Have any of us celebrated it as working? Has anybody said, yes, that makes us feel like owners in our own country?
We feel good about it. No. Let's go to the caller quickly. I know you want to read some more. We got to do this again. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller. You have to be quick. Aaron, want
to
read.
Yeah, morning. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
How is it that we are giving ownership, at least according to what I hear you're reading, you're giving ownership to a company who just formed a couple of weeks ago, who ain't have no money, who ain't give no money to get ownership, 60% majority shares and ownership. Where in the world are we going? Where are we going with this thing? Obviously, this, like the earlier caller said, this is a local deal. They try to give away BEC to their boys. That's a bunch of foolishness.
No, man, it's a reputable company. It's a reputable company. Don't you try to disparage.
Nuri, stop talking fool, yeah?
No.
It's me talking fool this morning, not Nuri. It's two things I want to say. I was looking for the Focal article from last week where His Excellency Sir Franklin Wilson encourages us to have faith because all of the companies involved are good companies and we know who they are. Don't worry about no bidding process and thing. And I just find it funny because it appears as if Mr. Franklin Wilson's companies are the same companies he's talking about
Just appears that way.
Here's another thing. And when we continue this conversation, we look at the LNG part of the conversation, right? Where BUC, Bahamas Utility Company, a subsidiary of Focal, is going to be, I think, constructing and operating an LNG plant. A plant running LNG for electricity generation, but the company Shell America will be providing the LNG. And I just thought, hold on, but aren't the representatives of Shell America in the Bahamas Focal, Sun Oil and Focal? I stand to be corrected. I probably need to be corrected every day. On another note, Mr. Nuri, I just wanted to remind you and the listening audience that I'm very well aware that my insatiable desire to interrogate things and ensure that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing may or may not leave me, distanced from access to, marginalize is the word, from access to the most basic services in this town. I understand that. Entirely. I still don't think that we need to ask these questions because I can't find $1 billion and I don't know one single Bahamian who can. I mean, maybe I know two, but they ain't gonna tell you they found it. And so I will continue to interrogate because my whole life there's been an energy crisis in the same way that my whole life there's been a RBPF silent protest and nobody seemed to be paying attention to it at all. At least nobody at BC. If BC even still exists.
Yep.
If they even still exist, Mr. Nuri. So here are some of the articles that we didn't get to touch on today as we go towards the end of the hour. Minister defends single source bid process for Focal affiliate. Another article here. Again, we were reading from government has 25-year deal with Island Grid. BPL in the midst of privatization. Government did not violate procurement law on BPL reform. They say they talked to Oika, but Oika's your friend. I don't expect... Oika's not like me. They have manners. They're polite. They word their questions so politely. They ain't like me. They wouldn't... I mean, why would they object? Average BPL customers will see annual savings. Question is when? When will we see those savings? Mr. Nuri, thank you to the audience, to the texters. We didn't get to everybody's text in this
Thank you very much, Aaron. We need to interrogate it some more. Just reading the articles and allowing the listening audience to appreciate what is being said.
Right. We're going to touch on the Minnis article and then the headline, accompanying headline, smuggling racket claim baseless and groundless. Boy, Minnis took that loss.
Yeah.
He ran with it.
Anyway, let's go. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.